You ask, we deliver.
This is CFM's birthday banger to Bangkok. And this morning, someone's winning a trip to Bangkok.
Hey, here we go. Whoa. Just after six.
Bull, it's 12 degrees. It ain't 12 degrees down here.
Yeah, it says 12 degrees.
No way. It is a lot colder than that.
They always do that thing, though, of how cold it is, and then it's someone's job at the Bureau of Meteorology to walk outside and go, how cold does it feel, though? So if you could do that job for us this morning, if you could be that person.
Feels. Wait. Fruit nip, definitely happy.
Yes.
It feels about one.
It's pretty fresh.
Feels 1 degree on Gosford waterfront right now.
Hey, we are off to Melbourne today for this darts competition as well. And, you know, Melbourne is a top of 12. Like, this is their max. This is what they deal with every day. So this is just warming us up for that.
Why is anyone living there?
It's a pretty good city. It's not a bad city, but yeah. The weather is crazy there.
Not if you're frozen solid every day.
Do you need a hug to warm up, mate?
I can't even hold the mic. It's that cold.
Can't think warm thoughts.
I can't. It's that cold. Like, the mic is all, like, metal.
Come on. Do you want a hug or what? I'll warm you up.
Oh, am I sitting? Is it one of those awkward you hug? I sit. Oh, this is weird. Why are you rubbing me? Why are you rubbing my arms like that?
I'm trying to warm you up. You're
all
right.
Oh, this is nice, actually.
Is that all right?
Yeah, can you do this the whole show?
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be good to go.
This would look weird for anyone driving past right now.
Quick, come down and Gordy will give you a rub. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
If you're a 10 out of 10, just pop on in. Any hot ladies? Just
anyone. We will take anyone this morning.
Oh, that's what would suck about being a masseuse, isn't it? Like, anyone could walk through your doors and you've got to do it. There's no turning back on that.
At least you're a masseuse and not that lady who was biting people for massages.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Do you want me to do that to you again?
No, I'm good on that. No, that was a one-time only deal.
Well, look, if you see us today, Gosford Waterfront, give us a toot. Pop down before 7. We've got a wild card draw for this birthday banger to Bangkok, thanks to Hello World Erina Group. So someone could pop down right now, grab a ticket and win it at 8:30 this
Literally.
Morning.
Literally. So we're going to do that draw at 7 o'clock. So you need to be here just before 7.
Exactly. So we're going to give away a trip to Bangkok on today's show. That's why we're live from the Gosford Waterfront. We still need to do Tradie V Lady.
There's a couple
there
of toots.
There we go, guys.
We appreciate that, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
On our show, we do love a study.
Oh, don't we love a study?
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Gaunzi study.
Interesting study that's come out of the Australian Institute of Family Studies. And in the last couple of days, they've released what occupations 14 and 15-year-olds in this country are most keen on.
I have seen this, and their sights are set quite high, aren't they? No one wants to do the sort of rougher jobs anymore.
The percentage is kind of spread out over the different kind of occupations. But
okay.
It's interesting to see that when asked if they knew what career they would like to have in the future, 59% yes, 41% said have no idea.
At the age of what age did
14
you say?
And 14, 15, so 14 and 15-year-olds around the country were surveyed.
I'd say that's about right. I know people that get into their 20s and they still don't know what they're
going to do. I still don't know what I want.
Exactly. So, you know. So do you sit right in that ballpark?
Still no idea. But it was interesting to see, like, they broke it up between boys and girls and what the biggest percentages were for the highest jobs. And for the boys and the girls, completely different. So for the girls, they all want to be doctors, dentists, or other health professionals. And for the boys, they want to work in engineering or transport professions.
Yeah, right.
That was the top percentages. 13% of girls said that, and 14% of the boys said, yeah, engineering, which is interesting.
No one wanted to be social media influencers or anything
they do.
Like that?
Yeah, there was a high percentage of that, actually, which that was probably more on the glamorous end of jobs, which was around 10% of each, boys and girls, but they had a different answer for that as well. For the boys, they wanted to be footballers or YouTubers, and the girls wanted to be actors or ballet dancers.
Can you make any money being a ballet dancer?
Cool.
I mean, you'd have to be good, wouldn't you? You'd have to be like a backup dancer for Kanye or something, wouldn't you?
I don't think Kanye's got ballet dancers in the lineup.
The show that I went to, he did. He had ballet dancers in the background dancing to like an orchestra kind of thing. That's how I thought of it.
Oh, I think they would tour for one tour and then they'd be out of a job.
That's like, what I mean.
You'd need to get a gig at like Juilliard or something.
What's that?
Juilliard?
What's
it's like
Juilliard?
The most prestigious ballet school ever.
Oh.
You've never heard of Juilliard?
Sorry, I've never heard of the most prestigious ballet school ever. I've never
really?
Heard of. No, I've never heard of Juilliard. No.
That's really shocking to me.
Do you have to say it like that? Juilliard.
Yeah, because it's fancy.
Where is it?
Well, it's in New York.
Oh, okay.
There's one in New York, I'm pretty sure. But I think there's a few, but, yeah, it's so hard to get into. Completely impossible.
Yeah, but isn't it a bit of a waste? Like, what do they go on to do from there?
Have you ever seen, did you see that girl that was on the internet? I think it was, did the rounds last week, and it was a ballet dancer. I'm pretty sure she was at Juilliard, and she showed that she was going bald from pulling her hair back so
right
tight
back.
Into a bun. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to be a ballet dancer.
No, it doesn't sound like it's good for me.
Yeah,
no.
Not for me, I don't think. Unfortunately, radio announcer, no one wants to be that.
Oh, well, then that's good for us because it keeps us in a gig.
Very true. Although science professional made the top 10.
They can have that.
Yeah, they can have it.
Take the science professional. It's
not
all yours.
Not for us.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, on this weekend, it's the Red Rooster Super Sprint. We've been giving away tickets here at CFM. And if you want to get your hands on some, we've got some for you this morning on 13, 12, 16. If you can head off there this weekend. One man who's driving in it, representing the Central Coast,
Luke King. Friend of the show.
Joins us right now. Morning, mate.
Don't forget I'm representing you guys as well.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
Have we got a sticker on that car?
Wait. Yeah, you're not on the car yet.
Oh.
Are you putting us on the car?
You will be.
I can see a 2GO sticker.
What's going on
there?
Not
playing favourites at all.
Luke, that's enough from you. Let's go to a song.
It's Luke and Paddy Gerard on the weekend.
Paddy Gerard's face is on the back of the car.
He did offer to be my manager yesterday.
I bet he did.
Oh, you don't want to deal with that dodgy guy.
Mate, how's the entrance? Because you brought the car down here. That's the car you're racing in on the weekend.
That is our Toyota 86, sponsored by Fast Track Communications and, of course, CFM and 2GO.
Yes.
Dad and I are just heading down to the track today. Today's our bumping day. We'll do all our setup, getting ready for the race weekend, do a track walk. We'll probably see some of the supercar drivers out on track there this morning. It should be a good day.
Such a cool-looking car.
Isn't it cool? Yeah.
We were just saying, because it's on the back of a trailer,
yep.
you're not allowed to drive that on the road.
No.
Definitely not.
I kind of thought you were going to roll up in it for some reason.
Gaunzi pictured, like you were Batman.
I would have been here a lot quicker, I reckon.
Yeah, I think you would have been.
Yeah, you definitely would have been.
Mate, what's the point of a car if you've got to tow that thing around? Can't.
Well, she's only made for the track, mate.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be driving it around all these potholes on the side.
I was going to say, every pothole you hit the roof.
Imagine how much your brother would love that car, Bree.
Oh, trust me.
Bree's brother, Aiden, when we lived together, I'm interested to find out from the car.
We lived together
in Brisbane,
yes.
Bree and
okay.
I.
Yeah, we have lived together.
Oh, we were housemates.
That's cute.
Yeah,
we've never been together, though.
No. Bree wanted to. But...
Yeah, in your dreams, hey, Bree.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Hey, but Aiden, he used to go out to his car in the morning, right? Turn it on.
That's right.
And he would warm up his car for 20 minutes.
Just sit there and listen to it.
And
just,
he'd wake the entire house because it sounded like this.
Decent car.
So is that a rotary I'm hearing there?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
I very good sound effects.
Well done,
what sort of car does it
have? XR5.
Okay, XR5. So it wasn't a rotary.
No.
That's okay, though.
Oh. Well, I tried my best, Luke. But yeah, is that a thing?
Is that a thing to warm it up for 20 minutes? Because we kept telling him, mate, it's not. Like, you just get it. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I warmed up the old Falcon there for about 2 minutes before we left. So that was about all she got.
I've got to say, mate, for someone who drives cars for a living, that car that you're driving is...
Don't knock the Falcon station wagon. That thing goes, mate.
What is that?
Plenty of room.
I expect more from you. What is that?
Well, how about we get some more sponsors on board and we get
can we get our faces on the back of the Falcon?
Yeah, of course you can.
I'd love that.
Easily, quite easily.
Yeah, because we're a show of the people.
Back of the Falcon or back of the race car?
Oh, the Falcon. I'd much rather the Falcon. That's a sexy station wagon.
Mate, good luck with the race this weekend. And
how
are you feeling after you got hit?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit of bruising's coming through on the arm at the moment. So, yeah, we're just still trying to put our feelers out at the moment and figure out who did it and what's going on.
So what exactly happened?
It was a hit and run, right?
Yeah. Coffee with mum after getting over the flu the last few days. And, a car just hit me on the way to East Gosford Coffee Shop.
Wow. So, and just drove off?
Yeah, just kept driving.
Knocked you to the ground?
Yeah, knocked me in the middle of the road. So
you're joking.
Yeah.
Who's your number one competitor on the weekend?
I've had a few people ask me that.
I'll be looking at them, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, we got Jimmy Vernon, Cameron Hill.
It was Jimmy for sure.
You reckon
it was Jimbo?
If Yeah. I know Jimmy. He's a dodgy guy.
Jimmy's
that guy.
As dodgy as they come, I reckon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Luke King, all the best for the race this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
If you want some tickets, call us now, 13, 12, 16.
Sweet.
It's the Red Rooster Super Sprint. We're backing you, mate, all the way.
Awesome. Well, jump onto the Facebook page. People can find out the schedule there. We're live on Foxtel all weekend. So, yeah, please come out to the track, say hello, grab a poster. And
if people want to follow you on social media, where can they find that?
Yeah, at Luke King Racing on Facebook as well as Instagram.
Perfect.
It's a massive event. It's going to be a great one this weekend. All
Definitely.
The best with it. Luke King here at sea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM. Head to cfm.com.au for Bree and Gaunzi's Battle of the Schools. 101.3 CFM.
All right, Battle of the Schools. Winner of this round goes through to the finals, and we're playing for $10,000 at the end of all this.
It's all thanks to Red Energy. They've jumped on board. $10,000 for the school. It's huge.
What schools have we got here today? So we've got Erina Heights.
Yes, we do. And Berkeley Vale.
Berkeley Vale. So let's meet Erina Heights. We've got Noah and...
Tayshia. Morning, guys.
Morning, guys. Thanks for... just
right up.
Yep, that's it.
There we go.
That's how the microphone works. morning. So test your buzzers for us this morning, guys.
Erina.
Perfect. Oh, that's what we like. Solid.
We've got Caden and Sam from Berkeley Vale.
Morning, guys.
Fellas.
Morning.
Look at him, mate.
Test your buzzer for us.
Berkeley.
There we go. They've gone with the shorter because Berkeley Vale is quite long.
Too long, yeah. you guys go right with the ladies at school. Look at these two fellas.
Caden and Sam.
Smooth cats,
look at Sam.
They?
He's going, yeah, I go all right.
He goes, all right, Sam.
He'll be doing well after this. He goes, did you guys hear me on the radio?
Yeah, that was me this morning, guys. All right, so it's best of five. If you buzz in and you have a crack at the question and get it wrong, you don't lose a point, but the other school gets a free go.
Exactly right.
Let's do this morning. Best of five, question number one.
Buzz in nice and loud, guys. What shape has three sides?
Erina. Burger.
Erin is in first.
Triangle.
That's right. Tayshia's in. Nice work.
First
one to Erina Heights.
To Erina Heights.
All right.
Question number two.
What colour is Marge Simpson's hair?
Burger.
Oh, Sam's in. Blue is correct. Nice work.
One apiece.
Question number three. Ooh. Oh, Rachel's the live scoreboard in the background. Question number three. What is the fourth letter of the alphabet?
Burger.
Sam's in.
D.
He's counted it.
That's all right. Two to Berkeley Vale, one to Erina Heights. You guys need this one here to stay in it.
We should have said 17th number of
the alphabet.
I know,
right? That was a bit too easy.
Stuff him up.
All right, question number four.
Berkeley can win this year.
They sure
this.
Can.
Yeah.
What is 30 times 10?
Burger.
I'm going to say Erina
win. I reckon
Erina
did jump in first there.
300.
Noah's got it.
He's got it.
It's all tied up this morning. I get way too excited. Question number five. This is for the win.
Can I just say, Erina did get in first, but you're very quiet on your buzzer. You've really got to jump
Yell
in.
Yell it out, guys. Yeah. Be real confident. This is for the win, guys, and to go through. Question number five. True or false? There are 10 years in a century.
Erina. Booker.
Erina's in. True or false?
True or false?
There are 10 years in a century.
Ooh.
False.
They've done it!
They've swooped in.
Noah and Tayshia with the win for Erina Heights.
The
but,
50,
oh, God,
50.
The boys from Berkeley Vale did well. Oh, shaking
well
hands. Nice work.
Well done.
Good game, guys.
Good stuff, guys. That was a great game. Wasn't that a good game?
My nerves can't take much more of this.
The medallions come out.
They've
you can
all
wear
got some medallions and some cool Hit Network hats and some CDs, if you guys have heard of those.
Erina Heights.
Us kids used to listen to them back in the day.
Erina Heights have gone through to the next round, so they're going to be playing in the finals and a chance at $10,000 at the school. Caden and Sam, still the smoothest looking cats I've seen, and kicking around their school.
Oh, you'll be killing it at school today, boys.
Sam knows it. Well played this morning, and just like the schools, Red Energy give 110% as well. So
big thanks to those
guys
as well.
Swap over to Red Energy for your electricity bills and whatnot.
I think I'm going to after I saw mine this morning. The email came through. It not good.
Straight on a Red Energy, Bree.
It not good. I'm changing.
Battle of the Schools here at sea. Nice. Well done, guys.
Nice
it's here again. Well done. It's Bree and Gaunzi.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
From the Gosford waterfront this morning for our birthday banger to Bangkok, thanks to Hello World. Erina, you and three mates could be off there. We're going to draw that a little bit later in the show. Can I just quickly say, Bree?
Yes.
I noticed before the show you ducked back to the station, used the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, I knew that was.
I went to the public toilet over there. full silver seat. It is icy cold.
Yeah, not great.
It's not good for anyone over
not
there
good.
Near the pools.
Did you see the annual report of the best global cities to live in was released yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah, so they released it yesterday. And big news, especially for this area, because we live close to Sydney. Melbourne has outdone Sydney this year.
Again.
So Melbourne has taken out a better spot than Sydney, and Sydney has crashed out of the top 10 global cities to live in the world.
They're not considering the coast.
They went That's from the 7 to 11. They're out of the top 10. Bye-bye, Sydney.
What has Sydney done in a year to drop out of the 10?
So there's a lot of factors that they look at when they're reporting on something like this. So they look at access to healthcare, public transport, how good the food is, culture. A lot of stuff goes into it, even temperature. And I think some stuff about Sydney, the public transport, it's hard to get anywhere because the traffic is so congested. So yeah. I think that came into the running for that, I think.
Why don't they look at access to theme parks and access to nightclubs and all the fun stuff?
Yeah, well,
how does that go down?
I don't know. I'm
Healthcare.
Not sure.
Come on, guys.
There's a lot of stuff that they look at where it's the easiest place to live. And the top 10, it's interesting to see that so, 6 out of the top 10 scoring cities are in Australia and Canada. 6 out of the top 10.
So what have we got?
So in the top 10 most livable cities, we've got Melbourne.
Where
as number one.
Top of the list.
Top of the list. Most livable city in the world to live in is Melbourne. Vienna comes in at number two. Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary. Adelaide is in number five. Perth, number seven.
Hang on,
Auckland,
stop the list.
Number eight. Helsinki and Hamburg to round out.
Stop. Adelaide's at number five.
Adelaide is a tie number five with Calgary.
Grab your laptop and chuck it in the water over there.
I like Adelaide, thank you.
Adelaide.
City of churches. Who doesn't love a good church?
Adelaide's in the top 10.
Yeah, church. It sounds like a really exciting place.
What a stinker of a list.
Yeah, they're all... Brisbane's not even in there.
No, Brizzy.
Brisbane's got great weather. Melbourne, how can they be in the top one with the weather that they get there?
Yeah, weather's probably the only letdown in Melbourne, though. They've got a lot of great stuff.
There's a lot of culture. Mm. I think that put them way up there. It's interesting to see some of the top cities that were missing for the world's best cultural and business capitals, like New York's not in there, London, Paris, Tokyo, none of those made the list. And it's all because of how expensive it is to live in those cities these days.
And in the top 1,000, where did Canberra come in?
Canberra. There is a list of the least likable cities, and Canberra is number one.
Congrats, Canberra. Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Central Coast, are you ready for the biggest thing in darts history? Bree and Gaunzi's Dart Team 2017. Introducing Bree, Heavena Dart Thomasel, and Daniel Dart Simpson Gore. Central Coast, let there be darts.
Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Look at the faces surrounding us, Bree, and how excited they are about a Central Coast darts team taking the Central Coast to the world.
It's what happens when you talk about darts. People really, you know, get excited about it. It's one of the most exciting sports to watch in the world.
It's a mix of confusion and excitement on their faces is what I can see. And here's what you need to know.
It's like motocross mixed with lawn bowls.
We're making darts extreme.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Seriously.
And can I just say, here's what you need to know. We've stolen our boss's credit card. And for me, you, and our producer, Rach, we've booked a hotel room and flights to Melbourne today.
We're on our way, literally, for a dart competition that's happening in Melbourne.
There's a lot of talk within the company saying, is this worth the trip? And you know what we say to that?
Probably not, but we're still going. I got asked last night at the darts we went to at Edelong. They said, what tournament is it? And I said, I don't know, some darts thing. I don't care, I'm going to Melbourne.
It is a massive event. It's the World Darts Competition, right? So all the big names are coming. Phil Taylor.
Phil the Power Taylor will be there.
Filthy Phil Taylor, who makes $1 million a year playing darts, is
going
to be there.
That's the reason we're going. We just want to get within distance, reach of touching distance of Phil Taylor.
Of a darts legend. I mean, because we see this guy playing on TV TV in the studio to massive crowds, and we want a piece.
I want a piece of that.
We can't play sports that are physical at our age, so we need to get involved in the sports we can just pick up and run with.
We thought, we're not athletic, we would never have a chance at an actual sport, so let's play darts.
How do you think we're going, just quickly? Because we went to Edelong last night.
All right, producer Rach.
And Dennis,
sorry,
who was and Dennis, who was running the show there, gives us no chance.
Bit handsy, the old Dennis, can I say?
Yeah,
a little bit handsy,
yeah.
Dennis.
A little bit Taylor Swift.
A little bit Taylor Swift. Court case.
Good
2017.
Nice guy, though.
Really lovely fella. Yes, Shout out to Dennis and the crew. Massive crew down there at Edelong.
It's well run, isn't it?
They all had their dart shirts on. We stuck out like a sore thumb.
I took some darts down there. I went to Rebel Sport at Erina yesterday and I bought some Phil Taylor darts.
$30?
$30 set.
God, you splurged.
I checked with you. You said they were all right.
Yeah, because I didn't want to pay any more.
And Dennis said, I said, mate, how do you think we'll go with these darts? What do you think of these darts in particular? He said, mate, I'll be honest with you. They are
They are crap.
YT, they're no good. They are no good.
And then I said to you, I said, Gaundy, we've only got carry-on luggage. You can't put darts. They're a weapon on.
Yeah, so what are we going to do about...
You can't put them on carry-on.
What are we doing about that? Because the darts are in my bag.
Yeah, I was going to... Obviously, you're not going to put them in your bag because you're not going to get them through security. I was actually going to sticky tape them to one of your shoes.
Oh, well, I'm going to smuggle some darts
into Melbourne. So security would tackle you as you went through.
Oh, I'm happy to try and smuggle the darts.
Go on.
You want to try and smuggle the darts?
Oh, you're so hardcore.
What?
Don't.
I think you'd actually get in legit trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
But
it's like a throwing star.
Yeah, but if I tell them, guys... Central Coast Darts team, we're going to Melbourne
for
the comp.
Oh, I didn't recognise you because I've never heard of it.
All right, we're off after the show today. We're getting excited about this thing in Melbourne.
We're going to be live from Melbourne tomorrow morning. You can hear the fallout of the media junket that we're going to go to tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be standing in the crowd and I'm going to just peg a dart from the crowd onto the dartboard.
I'm sure they love the sound of that.
Again, security will take us out.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
It is Bree and Gaundy here at Sea. We're live from the Gosford waterfront this morning, giving away a trip to Bangkok, all thanks to Hello World Erina. We'll get to that.
But that's small in comparison to what's about to happen.
I noticed Bree's moved in front of the people so that the people can witness greatness.
And then I bomb out. That's so something I would do.
In this
crash
game,
and burn.
Right here. Let's do it.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaundy's movie bio guessing game.
All right, if you've heard this before, you'll know Bree is the master of this game. Very good, watches a lot of movies.
Has no time
for anything else.
To do anything else.
I've asked for one expert in the movie field, and we've got that call this morning. It's Tina in North Avoca. Morning, Tina.
Morning, Tina.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Tina. Yeah. I feel confident. Do you feel confident?
I do.
Excellent.
She's trying to get in your head, Tina. Don't worry about
it. Am I in your head? That's me.
In
your head.
Right,
look, I'm dancing around. There's a lot of room up here, Tina.
Get her out of here, Tina. Don't worry about it. Do you know your movies?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
All right. Well, I'll give you a tip. Buzz in quick because I know Bree will be. So if anything stands out, just buzz in. All right. Movie bio coming your way. Here we go. If you have a crack and you get it wrong, the other person gets the free guess until we get someone. First movie. Cultures clash and tempers flare as two cops, Detective Inspector Lee and Detective James.
Is it Rush Hour? Get in there, son!
Yeah, it's Rush Hour, mate.
Bring it on!
I've got to stop giving names out. You know, how do you know the names of people?
Detective Lee, that's Jackie Chan.
Okay. Damn it.
Does all his own stunts.
Well, don't you go kicking people Jackie Chan style.
I'm pumped up, Tina.
Tina, she's good, man. I've got to say. Come on, here we go. Here's another movie. Oh, I'm not going to give that name.
No, come on.
All right, here we go.
It's fair for both of us.
There's a quadriplegic ex-cop who was looking forward to his assisted... What's that?
Did Tina buzz in?
Tina, did you buzz in?
No.
No.
assisted suicide when he got the news some sicko was abducting people in a taxi and leaving them to die. Oh, this is full on.
Did you read this beforehand?
Hey, it's a movie. I don't make the movies. I just read the bios. Leaving them to die. Some sicko was abducting people in the taxi, in particularly statistic ways. With time... Tina, did you buzz in?
No!
Oh, well, who's doing that?
No, I definitely heard Tina buzz in.
All right, here we go. With time counting down between each abduction and possible death... Rhyme recruits rather unwillingly.
How do I buzz in? Buzz
your
in.
Name, Tina.
Oh, Tina, all right. Oh. How about, is it Bone Collector?
Yes, it's Bone Collector.
Well, I let you have that one because I heard you say it three times before you buzzed Tina. In, Tina.
Great Denzel Washington movie. Why didn't you just jump in and steal it?
No, I want to go to the third.
Okay. She's toying with you now, Tina. She's just messing with you.
I think I might
cheese.
Regret that actually here.
Last movie.
Yep.
There's a 17-year-old who has lung cancer and needs to carry an oxygen tank wherever she goes.
I know this one.
Her mother.
Tina buzzed in.
Tina, did you buzz in?
What is it? Tina.
Yes, what is it?
What is it? The four and a half. The
I need the name of the.
Stars.
I need the name of the.
Brie.
I need the name of the movie,
Fault
Tina.
Fault
in our stars. Gee, she stumbled all over it.
There's a bit of contention here. She's saying you got the movie wrong originally on the first guess.
What are you saying? You're the adjudicator.
You've done it, Tina. Oh, you've done it. You've been through.
Whatever, Tina. You and I both know that was a gift this morning.
Bree did.
Tina said, I'll take it. I'd take it too if I was you, Tina.
She played with you a little bit and it kind of backfired on her. But Tina, well done. Trade of experts.
Nice work, Tina.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
How does it feel to beat the master? I mean, even Michael Jordan lost a few games of basketball along the way. I mean, how does it feel to beat the master of the game?
Yay. What do I win?
The pride of winning the game is the main thing of beating Bree and Trade of Vicks voucher. Well,
okay. Yeah.
Trade of Vicks, where they've got
the voucher.
Hottest brands and the hottest prices. This winter has to be Trade of Vicks. They've got up to 70% off, so you'll get some great stuff there, some great clothes and stuff, Tina.
All right, thank you.
I don't ask people to judge me on my wins. I ask people to judge me on my losses because they're so few.
And you handle them so well.
And I handle them with grace.
It's Bree and Gaundy here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
You ask, we deliver.
This is CFM's birthday banger to Bangkok.
And this morning, someone's winning a trip to Bangkok.
We're minutes away from finding out who wins this thing.
Someone is going to win this massive trip to Bangkok.
We've got the lanterns lined up here. One of these lanterns has the winning prize, all thanks to Hello World, Erina Group, Maxine and the team. Big thanks to the crew there. Always love having them on board.
Get down and book a trip through those guys. They're awesome. So they've picked out their order this morning. There's 12 people in the running. Is it
13.
Sorry, we don't want to forget Ash on the end. He's number 13. Sorry, you're not involved this morning, Ash. Has just come through.
Ash had a cracking hand on a Honda too, didn't he?
He did. Unfortunately, he didn't win the Honda, so he's back again for this trip to Bangkok.
This is a little bit easier than the hand on a Honda, Ash, so yeah.
He said his wrist was very sore for many days after.
And still.
The hand on a Honda.
Or was it the hand on a Honda, though? Let's go with Sam, our first contestant. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
You look excited.
Oh, yeah.
She's excited. So, Sam, if you win, you did say you would take me with you. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right,
don't
Sam,
tell everyone
I've
else.
Made the same deal with every other person in the line.
Sam was lucky enough to be the first one to pick here, so that's how that's worked out for Sam. So Sam, make your way over to a lantern. Which one are you feeling, Sam? I mean, you've got first choice.
Oh, I'm really feeling that one there.
Okay.
That's the one I picked earlier. I thought that could be it too.
All right.
She's all got right. a feeling in her waters about that one.
Well done, Sam. You've got your lantern.
All right. Up next is Haydos, who got through this morning in Birthday Banger.
And he's how you going?
Good man. You've got the second choice of the lantern. Ever been to Bangkok?
No, never been.
Oh,
did you think you'd
time.
Be here this morning? You came down this morning and now you're picking for this chance to win the trip.
Not really. Just here to support the family, that's all.
Oh, so, perfect. Yeah.
You never know. Could Scored be a lucky day.
All right, Hayden, come on through. Pick your lantern.
Pick your lantern.
We've got Madison.
Madison, you've been here a long time this morning hanging around. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm pretty nervous.
Pretty nervous?
Do you have a good feeling?
Yeah, I guess. There's a lot of people here.
You don't sound confident.
1 in 13 is a very good chance.
Good odds.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, better than Powerball.
Yeah. Definitely.
Pick your lantern
All
there,
right,
Madison.
Off you
good
go,
luck
Maddie.
With it. Good
nice
luck.
Work.
Paul, how are you feeling, mate?
Good.
Can I say, Paul, one of the best dressed lads here this morning?
Sharp looking. What do you do for work, Paul?
School teacher.
School teacher.
Very sharp. What school?
St. Cecilia's at Wyong.
Oh, okay. Massive shout out to the guys there.
Yeah. All right. You'll be able to burn them for a few weeks when you go on holidays to Bangkok. See you later, kids.
Yep,
all right, pick your lantern.
All right, Paul, come on
Good
through.
Good luck. Good luck.
Matt is up next. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Morning, Maddie.
We like that.
Yeah. Mate, ever been to Bangkok?
No, not Bangkok.
Ever won a holiday?
Oh, I won a holiday to Fiji.
Okay.
It was through work.
Oh, okay.
How long ago? Matt's like 2 weeks ago, actually.
Just got back.
About 4 years ago now.
Four years. Right. He's due for another holiday win.
Yeah. You're due.
I mean, definitely. 4 years
All right,
is a long time.
Pick your lantern, Maddie.
All right, we'll go through the rest of the people off air, I think. Well, how many we got left? There's only like five.
No, there's quite a few.
There's quite a few. All right, we'll go through the rest on air. Nat's going to choose next. Good luck with it, Nat. How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, excited.
Who are you going to take if you win?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, me and then
well,
who
else? After you.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I might have to take Bob.
Oh,
is that your dad?
Is that your dad? Oh, they got double chance of winning.
Don't they? Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Bob came down this morning and he got the wild card entry.
On the random entry. Okay.
Yes.
Well, straight after the news, we're going to find out who wins this trip to Bangkok. We'll make them hold these lanterns in the meantime. They'll be dying to know what number's in there to win. But straight after the news, someone is going to be off with a trip thanks to Hello World Erina Group.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
You ask, we deliver.
This is CFM's birthday banger to Bangkok.
And this morning, someone's winning a trip to Bangkok.
You know, it's a big deal when the general manager and the whole sales crew are down to see how this thing goes down. So a big thanks to those guys for the support and coming down.
Thank you, team.
Yes, we appreciate that, which is great.
They're all just trying to get in on whoever wins. They're going to try and get in their ear. Can you take me?
Be their best mate.
Because it's you and three mates. There's a lot of spots to fill.
Massive thanks to Maxine and the crew at Hello World Erina Group. Come on board again this time around. And
massive supporters of our show, giving away some amazing stuff.
Delivered another great holiday here. So if you need to book a holiday, go through them. They are the A-team.
Erina and King Cumber.
And Erina, yeah, Erina Group.
Erina Group.
Yeah, they cover it all. Let's.
No, but that's where they are if you need to go in.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Erina Fair, Erina and King Cumber.
Yep. That's where you find them. All right, we've drawn out. We've drawn out the winning number. We've gone Facebook Live.
It's in my pocket, so there's no dodgy stuff.
Let's open the lanterns one by one.
All right, so Sam, who picked her lantern first, will go first. So the number that they're picking out is inside their lantern. If she can grab it.
We will tell them if they're the winner or not.
She's shaking a little bit.
I'm nervous.
We've got number 10.
Number 10.
Here's the drone. Gaundy. Is that the winning number?
Number 10 is... Not the winning number this time around.
Everyone's sigh of relief from the other contestants. All right, Hayden.
Maybe just bring the drone down a touch, Brownie. Just a touch.
All right, Haydos.
Thanks, mate.
Hayden actually went through in our live birthday banger this morning.
Yes, on the spot.
Which just goes to show if he wins this morning.
Number six.
Number six.
Number six.
Is.
From my memory... Not the winning number this morning. No trip for Hayden this morning. All right, Madison. Maddie, come on.
Does she have the winning number?
Number 12.
Is she off to Bangkok with her and three friends
is
on number 12?
Is that the winning number this morning?
Number 12 is not the winning number, unfortunately, this morning. Paul, who was the fourth one to pick the lantern.
All right, Paul.
Oh, mate, nervous.
Smooth criminal.
Oh, man. Dressed well.
Number eight.
My heart is beating so fast. Number eight. Do you need to have another look at the number or you remember?
No, I remember.
Okay.
Paul, eight is not the winning number. Sorry, mate. Let's go to Matt.
All right, Matt. Your turn this morning.
Oh, 13.
13's my lucky number.
That is your favourite number. 13. Do you know if that's the winning number, Brie?
It's not the winning number this morning, Matt. I'm so sorry.
From Matt to
Nat. All right, Nat.
I like it.
Taking me if she wins?
Number five.
She's into it quick. Number five.
We have the winning number in our hands.
I've got it in my hand.
Bree has it. Is it number five?
Are you number five?
Not this time round, Nat. I'm sorry.
Number five, unfortunately. All right, Mel. On to Mel.
Could it be Mel?
Come on, Mel.
Come on.
Is this the winner?
What's she got?
11.
11.
Is 11 the winning number for Mel?
It's my favourite number, so...
Is it?
Yes.
It's her favourite number.
It haunts me, this number.
It haunts you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it? In what way?
It just appears everywhere.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, so I just feel this is meant to be.
Is 11 the winning number that has been drawn out this morning?
It is, my
it's the winning number!
Yes! You've done it this morning, Mel!
Mel!
Oh, my God! So you say that number 11 follows you?
Always.
When you saw it.
I thought it was 11 because I just knew. I knew if it was 11, I knew it would be mine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You and three friends off to Bangkok. Who are you taking with you?
I'm taking my bridal party. I'm getting married in a couple of weeks. So it's an absolute perfect way to say thank you to people that have been helping me out.
God, I wish I was in that bridal party. My sister's taking me to Coogee.
So, yeah, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much, Ethan. And hello world and everyone. So
congratulations.
She's a great winner
too.
She's doing all of our work for us.
I do. I feel for the people that came after you, Mel. I mean, they're all sitting there waiting to open that number.
I've been here so early and we've been talking and, you know, you had a little bit of winning guilt, but nah, I'm very happy.
What was the birthday banger that put you through?
Oh, Destiny's Child, Say My Name. And I was the first up and I knew. That's it. Yeah, nothing can beat that.
Can we celebrate with a bit of Destiny's Child, Say
My
Name?
Yes, can we? Brownie back in the studio. Do you have that?
I think we've got to go to ads and then we might come back and celebrate with your birthday.
I can't believe the number follows her around and you won it.
Well done, Mel. Congratulations.
Nice work, Mel.
Massive thanks again to Maxine and the team at Hello World Erina Group and everyone on Facebook Live. Mel's our winner this morning for the birthday banger to Bangkok here at sea. Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
We've had our birthday banger to Bangkok go down, all thanks to Hello World Erina Group.
And that was the song that got Mel through to ultimately win you a trip to Bangkok, Mel.
Perfect.
Congratulations. How are you feeling now? It's been a few minutes after
excited.
The announcement.
Still, heart's still pumping hard.
You were saying to us that you just knew you were going to win today.
Yeah, I had a really good feeling about it.
You said you told people at work that you had to take the day off to go win a trip.
That's right.
Confident.
That's what you
absolutely.
Need.
Absolutely. You've got to have that mind frame.
You need to back yourself.
Absolutely.
Now, you've come to us with an idea that you'd like to do on air.
Yeah, I thought I'd just put my partner through something by just pretending that I haven't won.
Because you're getting married in a couple of months.
Yes, a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Yes.
And she doesn't know that Mel has won yet.
Okay.
So we're going to call her right now.
Yep. Hopefully she doesn't cotton on for the funny number that calls it. But
oh, let's hope not. We're going to let you take it away and you break the news to her. What's your partner's name?
Cecilia.
Has no idea. No idea.
Right, putting in the number here.
Literally, you can hear it.
Hopefully Cecilia picks up the weird number. Fingers crossed.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
I never answer no numbers either.
Hey, babe. Hello? How you going?
Hi.
Hey, it's me. Sorry.
That's okay.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, it was a bit of a shame that I took today off, eh?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it was a shame because I, you know, took today off and off work and stuff and, you know, got up
early
and it was cold and... Jokes, I won! She won the trip! Oh and I'll give you one guess on what the number was that I drew out.
11.
It was 11.
100% it was 11. Cecilia, you're going to Bangkok.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Holy moly, thank you so much.
Congratulations, it's going to be an amazing trip.
You and the whole bridal party are all going to Bangkok.
A select few in the bridal party.
A select few, sorry, not the whole bridal party.
Thankfully they live in Sydney and probably aren't listening.
Just the best ones. She'll just pick the best ones.
Yeah, just the select few.
Where are you guys getting married, Mel?
In the Hunter Valley.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. That's
going to
be a great one.
Thank you guys
Hunter Valley's a nice spot. What about a honeymoon? What, you couldn't, you didn't want to use it for a
honeymoon?
Yeah,
it'll be sort of a honeymoon, but we'll just be taking a couple of friends with us.
Have you guys got a honeymoon booked?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we've got in-laws coming over, so our honeymoon is just spending time with in-laws around the Central Coast, but yeah. It's
fair enough. Yeah. Well, you'll get the honeymoon before the wedding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Enjoy, guys. Enjoy that trip.
Thank you.
Pre-honeymoon, right. Why not? It's easy to be
done. No worries, Cecilia. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Nice work.
I wish I got a call like
that. I
know.
I know.
All I get a call about is your electricity bill's overdue. Not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Let's call your friend and tell them that your electricity bill's due and see that.
Yeah, well, let's call my housemate and let them know that they owe me $300.
They'll love that call. We are done this morning. We're finished for the show. And I've got to quickly say,
thank
Mel,
so
congratulations again. I'll give you a hug. Well done.
Amazing.
I've also got to give Bree a hug because it's our 4-year friendiversary on Facebook.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
We've been friends for 4 years on Facebook today.
Isn't that weird? Yeah,
it is weird. Oh. It's a whole Olympics, but it feels like it's been longer.
It has been like an Olympics.
Yeah.
A lot of events.
Ultramarathon.
A lot of events.
But that's exciting. We're off to Melbourne straight after the show for the darts competition, which is absolutely ridiculous. But we're doing it anyway. And as a true friend would do.
Yes.
Right now.
What are you going to do?
Shotgun front seat.
Of course you
do. Yeah.
What's producer Rach whining about? Oh, she has to sit in the back with me.
I've got it. I've got it, the front
seat. We're off to Melbourne for the darts comp something or other.
We'll catch you live from Melbourne tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.